Dr. Tim Soutphommasane is the former Race Discrimination Commissioner. While he was in that role, he attracted extraordinary criticism and even death threats, all the while witnessing an increase in racial vilification in the social discourse. Now, Dr. Soutphommasane has written a reflection of his time as Commissioner on Racism in Australia and what we can do to combat its rise. Title is On Hate, and he spoke with Daniel Butler.
Hate's a superlative. It's a strong word. What does it mean to you?
The subject of my book was really about political forms of hatred, but in particular, forms of hatred directed at people because of their race or their background. And I chose to look at this because I think there's a growing problem here in Australia and in other liberal democracies with the normalisation of racial hatred. We've seen the rise of far-right nationalist politics. We've seen the mainstreaming of forms of racism and bigotry. And I believe this presents a fundamental challenge to our democracy and to our values as a democratic society. The point being, it's not just minorities who are exposed to racism who are hurt by hate. It's something that affects and hurts all of us.
It could possibly have seemed for a while there that things were better. I mean, there was a period where racism was rightly decried as the evil that it is. Where did that go wrong? Where did that change?
Where we've really struggled in recent years is we've seen political leaders opening the door to debates about racism. Now, we've seen this, for example, in the debates we've had about freedom of speech and the attempts by the federal government on two occasions to repeal Section 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act. We've seen it with the return of Pauline Hanson and One Nation to the federal parliament. We've seen the rehearsal of extremist ideas in our political debate that would have been considered out of bounds just a period of a few years ago. And now it's being aired with increasing regularity, and people are debating racism and extremism as though they were part of ordinary debate, when in fact they shouldn't be.
Just on that, it seems as though we had possibly convinced ourselves that perhaps we had bested this particular social vice. Of course, we haven't and hadn't, and it is more on display now. Is it better that we can actually see, you know, shall we call it this enemy? Or is it something that feeds on itself and becomes ever larger?
We've got to be very careful about how we look at this. In theory, you can make the argument that seeing ugliness or seeing racism has a net positive effect because it demonstrates to everyone that it exists, that it's something we should be alive to and something we should combat. That's in theory. In practice, what it often means is that there are some in our society who have to bear the brunt of that, who have to cop the burden of tolerating hatred or ugliness, presumably for society's benefit. Sure, we can say in theory it's better to have something driven out from underground and exposed for all to see, but the practical effect of that could be that those with extremist ideas and views become more emboldened and encouraged to be venting their hostility in public and to be seeing that as a legitimate exercise in free speech.
I wonder, though, when talking about hatred and combating things like racism, however justified that may be, it does seem that the tenor of even that rejection now can reach a pitch of hatred. Is that helpful in combating hatred? Does hate not lead to more hate?
The conventional wisdom would say that you've got to defeat hate with love and that you should extend the hand of friendship. Again, great in theory, much harder to do in practice. And it's easy to say that if you haven't been exposed to racial hatred yourself, but if you're on the receiving end, that's a big burden to bear. And we should avoid thinking as well that responding to racism creates division itself. I mean, let's be clear, the real source of division when it comes to race is racism, not the response to it. And we've got to be very careful that we don't create any kind of false equivalence between the generation and perpetuation of racism on the one hand and our robust response to it on the other.
On Hate is also something of a call to arms. What would you ask people to do?
We've got to take challenge very seriously. The lessons of history tell us that when democracy fails, it doesn't have to fail because of some external force or element. It can fail because democracy collapses from within. And we've seen that regimes of fascism have emerged through democratic mechanisms, through democratic means. But I believe that we've got to be aware of these dangers, that we don't sleepwalk into any kind of anti-democratic regime without knowing that it's happening before our eyes.
Former Race Discrimination Commissioner Dr. Tim Soutphommasane speaking there with Daniel Butler.